Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow, as we all know, is one of 9 mandated statutory holidays in Alberta, Thanksgiving. In Canada, I was surprised to realize, it's been a statutory holiday since 1857. And since 1959, it's always been the second Monday of October. I guess before that, everybody could kind of put it wherever they wanted in the calendar, and that became kind of a schmozzel. So they mandated it in 1959 for the second Monday. But Thanksgiving has been a perennial theme in many times and cultures, and usually scheduled sometime around the harvest time. It's a reminder to look at what we have and to say thank you. In the Jewish tradition, this week-long celebration called Sukkot is their version of Thanksgiving. And this year, coincidentally, the conclusion of Sukkot is tomorrow when we celebrate our Thanksgiving. In my childhood, Thanksgiving was one of 2 occasions during the year on which we feasted on turkey. The other, of course, was Christmas. It was a meal that screamed of abundant provision. And I'm sure that that's true for many of you as you prepare for tomorrow's celebration. But today I want to think more along spiritual lines. Why we celebrate Thanksgiving. What is the spiritual importance and significance of it for us? First of all, to say thank you is to acknowledge that we have received something. Spiritually, we need to be reminded from time to time that we have nothing that we have not received from God. From provisions, to time, to all the goods of this earth, to life itself. All is gift. We should not consider ourselves entitled, and it's spiritual delusion to think that we deserve what we have. No, Thanksgiving starts as an attitude that acknowledges that everything comes from God's gracious hand. It is not something that we can lay any claim to. We think on Thanksgiving, yes, about all the good things that we have, but we think especially of the good God who gives us good things. Now, Thanksgiving, I think, really easily comes hand in hand with a conversation about stewardship. And today is also the kickoff of the stewardship season, and after church you're going to receive your stewardship packets. Because if we start from the recognition that everything comes from God, then it's natural to start thinking about how exactly should we deal with everything that has come into our life from God. How do we deal with all that gift? We think a little bit about the Israelite history and Thanksgiving. For 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness, living in tents, eating manna and quail, and complaining about it all the way. But in today's text, they were about to enter the land that God had promised them. For the first time in a generation, they would have the opportunity to plant and to harvest crops. And they were to celebrate their Thanksgiving by bringing offerings to God. And not just any offerings, they were exhorted to bring the first fruits. They were not to wait until the end of the harvest to see what they could afford to spare. No, they were to bring their first fruits. This celebration of harvest was also an act of faith and trust, and implicitly said, God will provide what we need. And God did. Think about the world that we live in. And yes, Thanksgiving is on everybody's calendar, and everybody in Alberta gets it as a statutory holiday tomorrow. But we have this tendency to live in a rather materialistic culture and get hung up on stuff. And somehow life becomes about the process of getting more stuff and seeing how much more stuff we can accumulate. Those of you who are old enough will recall the Duchess of Windsor having said, "You can never be too rich or too thin." Implicit in that statement is this idea that life is somehow about accumulation. And we end up with all kinds of problems as a result. Yes, some people genuinely experience poverty and lack. But in our culture, I think it is probably more true that people experience financial stress because they don't have as much as they would like to have. It's never enough. And sometimes, if we're really honest with ourselves, we have to acknowledge that we have too much. I'm amazed by the television programs that illustrate how untenable life becomes when there is excessive hoarding. And this year, there's even a program called Millionaire Hoarders. Really intriguing. Now, I don't think that those television programs would ever have featured my mother. But when my sister and I went through her apartment, we both looked at each other and said, "There is just too much stuff." Even though I try to live fairly simply, there are days when I look around my condo, modest as it is, and just think that I have too much stuff. Whether too little or too much, stuff can become a problem. So we read Paul and we see what Paul has to say about all of these things to us. First of all, he stresses anxiety. And yes, there is anxiety sometimes when we look around and think that we don't have enough and we want more. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Prayer, leaving everything in God's hand, is the path to peace. And when we come with an attitude of thanksgiving, it can help us to focus more on our blessings than on what we think we might be lacking. Unfortunately, we didn't read the next part of Philippians. But I do want to quote Paul anyway. He says, "I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." Contentment is grounded in that trust in God's care. And thanksgiving, an awareness of God's multitude of blessings in our lives, goes hand in hand with that sense of contentment. Instead of saying with the Duchess of Windsor, "You can never be too rich," maybe we can sit back and say, "By the grace of God, I have enough." And if we're among those who have been blessed with more than enough, maybe part of our thanksgiving becomes acts of sharing. We're told that the world has more than enough resources. The problem is uneven distribution. Maybe part of our thanksgiving is a calling to be part of God's distribution of blessings in the world. Today is the beginning of the stewardship campaign here at St. George's. And the reason that this begins on Thanksgiving Sunday is simple. Stewardship, whether of time, talents, or treasures, is fundamentally a response of thanksgiving to God for everything that God has given us. Our response becomes our thank you. We teach our children to say thank you at a very young age, and we get a little annoyed when they don't. We understand that it's part of social politeness. It's an important way of interacting with each other. I do remember being pushed by my parents to say thank you to someone who had given me a gift that I absolutely hated. I wasn't feeling very thankful, so we need to recall that Thanksgiving is not just about saying the words. It's an attitude of the heart, and it's an attitude that we can cultivate. In the Jewish tradition, blessings are said upon the receipt of almost everything: water, food, special occasions, special experiences, special gifts of nature, pretty much anything. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, because... And the praise goes on. In the Jewish tradition, there is an encouragement to say 100 blessings a day. A pause to acknowledge that God is the source of all good things. And I have to confess that even on my best days, I don't think I get to 100. But it's certainly a goal. These days, many people write gratitude journals, and we are told that this simple exercise of taking a few minutes every day to write down some of the things for which we are grateful can grow an attitude of thanksgiving in us. Studies say it shifts our focus from negative to positive. Studies say it reduces stress and anxiety, and who doesn't want less stress in their lives? It encourages the brain to release dopamine, which promotes feelings of contentment and well-being and even joy. Tomorrow, we celebrate Thanksgiving. Maybe it exists as an annual holiday to stand as a reminder that every day can and maybe should be filled with Thanksgiving, and that every day our good God is worthy of our thanks and praise. Happy Thanksgiving!